Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, beautiful people out there. I wish you happy, bright new beginnings in the new year. This is my first podcast release of the new year. If you happen to be listening near the time that I drop it, woo! Happy New Year! I love the new year. It's all about new chapters opening, fresh changes. And if you're not listening to this around the time that I drop it, if you're listening sometime in the future, well, today can be a day of new beginnings for you as well. Anytime can. Welcome to the show. And I've got some good news for anyone who hasn't signed up for my newsletter at evangelinehemrick.com. If you hop on over to my website and sign up for my newsletter, there's still time to get my first free online courses. They will only be offered for free to my newsletter people that sign up and subscribe. And I don't send out a newsletter every week. I have tried to experiment with this last half of 2018, and I found that about every other week is a good rhythm for me to send something out. Just so you know, I won't be inundating your inbox with too much information. But if you do sign up at evangelinehemrick.com, I promise I will give you really good stuff. And I also promise it'll be worth the wait. It's taken me longer than I anticipated to get my courses done, but there's a couple reasons for that. I've been learning a lot of new technology and scaring myself in good ways as I'm growing and expanding. And also, I really had a lot of fun over the holidays, and I soaked up time with my loved ones and some good self-care time. So with those two things said, I'm super excited to complete my offerings for you, and they'll be coming soon. So head on over to evangelinehemrick.com. Today's episode topic might sound like it's not a lot of fun, but to the contrary, you will see that it is a lot of fun to be a true grown-up, which is what we're going to be talking about. Because I look around, and you can tell me if you agree with me or not, I see our nations being led by people who seem like emotionally wounded toddlers. And I don't see a lot of true leadership in the world right now. Maybe there's never been. I think all through time, there's been a few shining examples of true leaders and influencers, or grown-ups, if you will. But where are all the grown-ups? Where have they gone? Or were they ever here to begin with? We can look around and see a lot of humans in adult bodies walking around, still operating off of childhood pain and trauma. And some in high positions of power and leadership seem to have never emotionally matured past the toddler phase that some of us go through, where we might shove another little human and take what we want out of their hands and say, "Mine." We see a lot of this, and it's a little unsettling, and it makes me ask, why are true leaders and grown-ups in short supply? One reason is that it's hard work to raise ourselves up, much less to consciously raise another human being. And most people simply don't know how to do it yet, because where have we been taught this information about raising ourselves, being a true parent to the mental, emotional, spiritual aspects of ourselves? The general population knows how to make another human being, but raising up and developing that human being emotionally, spiritually, and mentally takes a lot of time and skill, which a lot of us have not had the resources to do. I know I have been working on raising myself up emotionally and instilling self-awareness and consciousness in myself for a long time before my son came into my life. And I feel like in order to assist our young people in actually raising up, becoming everything that they have the potential to be, we have to be raising ourselves up as well. Because even though our physical bodies mature without a lot of focused effort or action on our part, our emotions do not mature at the same pace, and neither do our thoughts, unless we put a lot of time, effort, and practice into our thoughts and emotions to develop them. If we don't, we can stay wounded and reactive in our behavior. And that's not a lot of fun to live like that. Our thoughts can stay in repetitive loops until we proactively change the recordings going on in our head. So even though individuals may look all grown up on the outside, most of us are reacting to life in a very painful and difficult way instead of creating our lives joyfully if we don't address these issues. And for the majority of the population, operating on childhood wounds is the norm because these issues were never addressed and healed. But the first thing I want to do is clear up what I mean when I'm saying being a grown-up. Being a true grown-up does not mean you have to be serious and boring and just an old fuddy-duddy all the time. No way. The more we raise these small, little, immature aspects of ourselves to meet the higher, more evolved parts of us, the better life gets. Why is that? Because when we do this important self-growth work, we free ourselves from the bondage of things that happened to us in the past, or even things that didn't even happen, just the way that we perceived what happened. And we no longer have to live in reactive patterns that hold us back. So the good news is this: we can grow ourselves up, be more effective, and have more fun. So I really want to enforce this. When I'm speaking about being grown up, I'm not speaking about being an old stick in the mud. Quite the contrary. The more we develop ourselves, the more joy we have in our lives, and we get rid of all that heavy baggage that keeps us from our joy. I know I'm personally working on raising myself up all the time. There will always be small little wounded parts of myself that I discover that need nurturing, empowering, and strengthening. But I've worked at this long enough to come to enjoy the process of finding those little parts that don't match. And paying attention to my reactions, my thoughts, my emotions, so that I can love on those parts of me and lift them up and parent them or coach them, if you will. But I literally talk to myself when these smaller, unevolved aspects evolve and try to run the show, when they rear their little heads and they try to take over my behavior, my moods, my thoughts. It's constant work, just like raising another human being is. Internal parenting or coaching never stops. So I'm working on raising myself up every day, but it's a job I probably won't finish while I'm here in this physical body. And maybe there's no such thing as a finish line. What's important to me is being a really good steward of this amazing physical body I've been blessed with, as well as taking good care of my emotions, my mind, and my spirit while I'm here in this beautiful world. So what does a true grown-up look like? And how can we all become one? Here are some signs of a grown-up that we can all aspire to. Give yourself an internal check-in and see how you're doing on the path of becoming a grown-up. The first step is emotional mastery. A real grown-up honors his or her emotions, pays attention to them, definitely works with them, but is not held back or controlled by them. Our emotions are meant to grow with us as we develop and respond to our environment. They are not meant to stay stagnant in a repetitive loop of reaction. So the first and foremost thing that a grown-up knows how to do is manage his or her own emotions. Now, this doesn't mean suppressing how we feel, like some of us were conditioned to do when we were young. If you were told as a child, don't cry, or if you feel embarrassed, if you express emotion, listen up. Your emotions are nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed of. They're important, and they're here to serve you. And when you feel them, it's important to tune in and listen to the message they are giving you. Emotions are sacred messengers. So it's very important to honor them and have a space in your life for your emotions. A grown-up knows how to do that. A grown-up can honor and recognize, oh, I feel really sad right now. Or, you know what? I'm feeling angry. At those times, it's good to be alone so that you can tune in and pay attention. And it's also highly recommended to inform those around you of the emotion that you're experiencing. And that gives them a lot of comfort as you can say to them, hey, you know, I'm feeling a lot of sadness right now, so I'm going to take some time for myself. Or I'm feeling anger and it's not at you, so I'm going to go be by myself so I can process this in a healthy way. This is a beautiful thing because it teaches those around you how to handle their own emotions at the same time you're taking care of yourself. And you're not dumping the emotions on them in a misdirected kind of way. Because what happens a lot of times that's not a grown-up behavior at all is we're feeling an emotion about one thing that has absolutely nothing to do with who we end up reacting and dumping toxicity on. And we misdirect how to release that emotion. And that is a sign of emotional immaturity. If we're constantly going, oh, I'm sorry, I was really upset about this over here and I took it out on you. So the grown-up part comes in when we learn how to have mastery over emotions instead of letting our emotions run the show or not expressing emotions at all. Emotional mastery means allowing yourself to process the emotion in a way that keeps you in charge. Not overtaken by the emotion or afraid to feel it either. So instead of judging ourselves for feeling fear or shame, treat that part like a little child that needs love and support so it can grow up and meet the more evolved parts of yourself and work with you. You know, we are all multifaceted, very complex beings with many aspects of ourselves. These aspects need to be parented. And if you don't like that word, you could always replace that word with coached, coaching or parenting. We need a loving and firm hand of support. Ignoring these little aspects of ourselves or judging them only stunts our growth. So acknowledge your feelings. Get clear on why you feel the way you feel. Allow yourself to feel that feeling. And then work to raise that emotion to a higher, more useful level. And as a grown-up, it's not that you won't feel pettiness, jealousy, insecurity. You'll still feel little feelings that make you feel small. But you can work with them. And that is the key, my friend. I literally have to sit myself down sometimes and give myself a talking to as a loving parent. And I say, what is that? What are you afraid of? Or are you afraid you won't get enough love? Or where is that coming from? And I can work with it if I talk to that part of myself with love. And I can also get a lot more clarity on why I behave the way that I do. So a good question for each of us to ask ourselves is, where do I operate out of childhood pain and emotional filters that come from my specific version of reality? What areas of my life need to be raised up and evolved? So let me give you a good example of how I uncover my old childhood wounds and patterns. Many years ago, I owned 2 day spas. I had 2 businesses in 2 neighboring towns, and I was really working hard and growing my businesses and expanding. In one of the businesses, we were doing a big construction project and doubling the size of the spa. And I was up at the front desk one day, and a client was up there checking out. And she looked at me and she looked around at the construction and she said, "Wow, you're really making the money." And as she made that simple comment, I felt all of this guilt and shame just wash over me. And I'd been working with my emotions long enough to really pay attention, almost like I was observing it outside of myself at that moment while still interacting with her. Internally, I made a note like, "Whoa, what is this all about? Why do I automatically want to explain myself to this person that I don't even know and be like, no, I'm not. I don't want you to think that I'm making money." When you get those kind of knee-jerk reactions to something someone says, that's like a golden nugget. That's like a treasure map to releasing some old stuff that's in there that you might have not even known, because I was like, why am I so embarrassed that she thinks I'm successful? So later on, when I wasn't at work and interacting with people, I really took some time to delve into that feeling and see how far back I could find where that feeling went. It went a long way back to my father, and he went from being a janitor when I was a little girl to having an invention that took off and was a true American success story. He had a patent and an invention on a propane floor buffer, and he was an overnight success, the real American dream. The way that that affected me specifically, it wouldn't be that way for every child, but for me, I became very embarrassed of how our situation changed financially because kids were not kind to me about it at school. And being called rich became like a dirty word that they were calling me. It was an insult, and they started treating me differently. Well, that day in my own business, even though I was an adult, it showed me how much I had carried forward shame around money and really not feeling comfortable with having success. And what I did from that point is I worked with that feeling on growing that little aspect of me up to be able to look someone in the eye with my head held high if they compliment, "Wow, you're making money." To be able to look at them with clarity and say, "Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud of the work that I'm doing here. And it's okay. It's okay for me to be successful too." So it's fun to actually discover those little pieces of yourself that you don't even know are in there and they're holding you back. So that's number one. That was a very long number one, but being in charge of our emotions is a big deal in our lives, and it takes a lot of time to evolve our emotions. So that is number one. Number two is a big deal as well. Number two is respect and comfort and dignity with our physical bodies and physical issues. Body awareness would be the sign of a true grown-up. There's a connection between what you do, what you think, how you act, what you eat, what you drink, and how you feel. And when you're a grown-up, you know it and you act accordingly. You honor your physical health with your actions and your lifestyles. You're not afraid of your own physical body. You understand that it's a temple that's been divinely given to you, and it's the grandest material gift you will ever receive while you're on this earth. A grown-up understands what makes them feel good and what makes them feel bad, because they've taken the time to pay attention to their body instead of neglect it to the point of malfunction, and then fearfully run to someone else and ask them what's wrong with their own equipment. Grown-ups are comfortable in their own skin, and they know how to love their bodies, whatever shape or size it might be. They take care of what they've got, and they make the best of what they have to work with. And grown-ups aren't embarrassed about body parts or body functions. They have respect for life, and they can speak with honesty and dignity about all aspects of life, whether it's digestion, sex, elimination. Grown-ups don't have to get all giggly and embarrassed about sexual topics or bathroom issues. If you feel uncomfortable when physical topics come up, take a deep look inside to see where that comes from. Work with it and develop that aspect of yourself. More than ever now, with all the information that is not loving and not respectable that's on the internet and so easily accessible to our young people, our children need to hear frank, honest information about sexual behavior. Since there's such easy access to porn everywhere, they need to hear about sex from responsible grown-ups who love them. We need to be the main source of education about our children for their physical bodies and about everything else. But how can we do this if we have shame and guilt around the topic of sex? Another thing that astounds me is the prevalence of immature behavior when it comes to bodily functions, such as elimination. It amazes me how many people do not make the connection between what goes in their mouth and how healthy or unhealthy their bodies are and how it affects their elimination because of the food choices that they've made. It's truly just one big tube from the mouth to the anus. What goes in is going to affect everything involved all the way through the process of the body. A true grown-up has no shame around bathroom activities. I'm grateful for all the years as a massage therapist and how it taught me to be comfortable with my own body and how to be respectful of the bodies of other people and their functions. So enough already with the cultural taboos that do not serve us. So it's a big deal, healthy respect for one's body, understanding of how their body works instead of a detached fear of physicality. And also, as a true grown-up, we respect the living body of the earth just like we respect our own bodies as a sacred temple. You will never see someone littering and polluting the earth that understands the symbiotic relationship between the living earth and our living bodies. The truth is, if our planet doesn't feel good, we can't feel good either. Ever heard the expression, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy? Well, she's our mama, and the love and care we show for her directly shows up in our physical health. Let's get some leaders in government who understand this very basic concept of interdependence of life. Let's create some leaders who know how to take care of themselves by taking care of all of life. So that, my friends, is number two, another really deep one that I could talk about on and on. Respect, comfort, and dignity, along with awareness of your physical body. And all of these are such big topics. I think I need to do a complete episode on each one. Every one I get to, I'm like, oh yeah, that one. Oh, so deep. So much to explore and discover. So number three, another biggie, is communication. Grown-ups take the time to know how to communicate, and they're brave enough to actually communicate effectively, which is a lot of work. It takes a true grown-up to be willing to learn how to communicate. Oh, I think this is one of the most challenging parts of the human experience, is truly being able to understand another and being able to convey what you mean and another human being say, I get you. And there's a true transference that happens. It's very rare. It's just not common at all. I think communicating consciously is the hardest thing I've ever done. You have to wrestle down your own reactive defense patterns that make you want to lash out or run away or sidestep responsibility, whatever your own energetic defense mechanisms are. And it's scary. It's scary to tackle the responsibility of communicating effectively. And it takes a lot of work to communicate like a grown-up. And you will, in the process of learning, revert to your old patterns that trigger you in relationships. And the point is not even to eliminate these defense patterns. The point is to recognize them and work with them in order to communicate in a more loving and effective way. And it takes a lot of courage to be honest in a world where we've all been conditioned to say what people want to hear in order to get what we want. I see most people being too scared to tell each other the truth. Some people may be even too scared to tell themselves the truth. So being honest is a sure sign of a grown-up because it's so hard. And if you have a relationship with another human being where you feel the safety to truly be honest, you have something more valuable than all the treasure, than all the money in the world. For my husband and me, it's continuously scary to be honest with each other. When you think that the other person will be displeased with you for any reason, it's so weird because it's so hard to do to sit down and have those difficult conversations. And then it's like the rainbow after the storm. The immediate effect and result of feeling so much closer to someone when you've had the courage to be honest with them in a loving way. So, number three, brave enough to learn how to communicate. And it is an ongoing process, let me tell you. You never get done. But if you're willing to take the time, it'll enhance every aspect of your life. Number four, a true grown-up has a healthy relationship with money. I love Dave Ramsey and his teachings, and he says that we all need to act our wage. And I love that. How we handle money is a reflection of our inner state of being and how we deal with our life. Your current financial situation will be a direct reflection of your overall health and well-being. And you can change it if it doesn't suit you. You have the power to create a healthy relationship with money. And that's a very grown-up thing to do. You cannot be healthy in other aspects of life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and not have your finances in order. And that doesn't mean you have to have a lot of money to be healthy financially. You just have to be in control of your own finances and make healthy choices in how you deal with money. Money is just energy. And grown-ups know how to keep that energy in balance. And this is a huge aspect of a healthy life. A sign of a grown-up would be responsibility in paying bills on time, staying out of unnecessary debt, and being able to discuss finances with others without feeling like that's taboo or shameful. Charging what you're worth and being clear with other people about money is also a sign of someone who's a grown-up. So that's number four, a healthy relationship with your finances. Number five is accountability and responsibility. A sure sign of a real grown-up. We're leaving behind the attitude that someone else will take care of the problem. And collectively, we're raising ourselves up in this way. This attitude on a massive scale has been something that absolutely has to change for our health and for the planet. Little things like bringing your own grocery bags to the store, reusing containers, not buying a new phone when the perfectly good one will go to the landfill. These are all things that are becoming more and more important to those of us who are waking up and desiring change. A grown-up understands that all of their actions matter, and they matter a lot, and they're willing to take responsibility for what they do. So number 5, accountability and responsibility, not blame, not waiting for someone else to clean up our mess. Number 6 is a realistic perspective on death. This is something that has been avoided so much in our culture. And the grown-ups know how to handle the death process with sacredness and respect. Once again, something physical that grown-ups aren't afraid to talk about and deal with. In many indigenous cultures, how you died was as important as how you lived. So having a realistic outlook on death can assist you in supporting others through the natural process, as well as preparing yourself for going through it consciously. When I've been up close and personal with loved ones and also clients who are dying, I've noticed just how scared and detached a lot of people are about the process. And I think this is something that we need to change. There need to be more tools and support for helping human beings process these important times in life in a sacred manner, with consciousness instead of avoidance. So number 6, a true grown-up has a very realistic handle on the death process. And number 7, this is a biggie, and I'm definitely going to do more episodes on it, I'm sure. But grown-ups don't continue to blame their parents for anything. It's time to take actions and make our lives the way we want them to be when we're adults. And each of our parents did the very best they could with the information they had to work with. And grown-ups understand this. Our parents couldn't teach us what they didn't know, so we need to give them a break. And it wasn't their job to heal our perceptions of how things were. You can take one child from a family, and they'll give you a completely different story about their childhood than the other child. When we realize that our life is a movie being played out based on the filter that we have in our mind, we could feel so many different ways about our childhood. But the truth of the matter is, you were given a mind so that you can change not only the future, but you can change the past. And this is not being in denial. Forgiveness is a very healing thing, and we all have things that we need to be forgiven for and we need to forgive others for. That's a very true fact of life. But what you do with your life once you are an adult is all up to you. And staying stuck in blaming other people that certain things weren't a certain way, they just don't serve us. It doesn't mean that we weren't hurt. It doesn't mean we didn't have pain. But I'll never forget, I had a business partner one time that said to me, "I just can't get over my childhood wounds, and you trigger me with abandonment from my mother." And she never decided to let that go, because the truth was, I wasn't abandoning her. And to stay stuck in that childhood pattern was a choice that she made, to continue to be reactive to someone who had done nothing. So all this does, if we can't forgive our parents, accept them and love them for doing the best job that they could, no matter what the story is, because being a grown-up is about giving up the story and rewriting your own story, because the truth is that story is not real anymore unless you continue to activate it and make it real. And I think all of us as parents need a break. We're not going to be perfect, and we're not going to give someone a perfect experience, because they have their own filters. They have their own energetic defense mechanisms and their own reactions that don't have anything to do with anything other than internal stuff. It's our responsibility to grow ourselves up. What I love about the shamanic practice of healing is that you become your own best spouse and you become your own best parent when you fully choose to heal and raise yourself up. Everything you've ever wanted anyone else to be for you, it's an internal responsibility to become that for yourself. And the moment you do, you can attract it into your life externally. It's an amazing freedom that comes in. All right, I'm going to give myself what I've always wanted, someone else to be for me. That is a grown-up. I hope you've enjoyed these. I have so many more that I want to include in an episode further down the road. But these are the ones I wanted to start with. And I'd love to hear what you think and how you work with raising yourself up. Here's to us all evolving, being grown-ups, and changing our world to be the kind of place that we want to live in and the kind of people we want to be around. I send all of you so much love and can't wait to hear from you. Keep on healing.